brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I will tell you something, we have been here before. Now the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
I mean, Jesus was a white man too, but you know, it's like he was a historical figure. I mean, that's a verifiable fact, as is Santa. I just want the kids watching to know that.
Yes.
But my point is, how do you just revise it, you know, in the middle of the legacy of the story and change Santa from white to black?
Yeah.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com.
Yes.
And Morning Wine Cellar up. Hope you checked it. The funk out.
Yes.
And Evening Wine Cellar coming at your fucking face. Tomorrow, Tuesday, gonna have a little fun, fuckos. All right, my millennials, old niggas. I use niggas liberally, but I'm not a liberal, G. Fucking millennials, if you have the Netflix, if you need help with access to the Netflix, I'll bootneg Netflix, right?
There's gotta be a way.
Yeah, I'll boot, right? Bootflix. No, bootlickers will come looking for that.
No, not bootflix.
Bootflix.com. The best fucking
BDSM. Who will get there first, the bootlickers or the subs?
Oh, man. Yeah. Poor racist white people. The most fucking just adamant bootlickers I've ever fucking seen.
Mm.
Come on. You could be class comrades. Get it together, buddy.
Could be.
That is Theopolis Jackson. I think I saved a post from this. I think he made a post about Trayvon Martin, maybe. It was like a long form post. I saved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, let me post your post on the website, Theo.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Theo Loco was archived in the chat room. Phoenix Collider had no comment for that.
Oh, because I don't know what the post was.
And I want to do Babysitter's Club. I want to do episode one.
Really?
Tuesday. Yeah. Doing so many fucking episodes, I can fit in some shit like that.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, then get in. It's like 20 minutes.
I was watching that nun show, man.
Oh, your Nuns with Guns?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Phoenix Collider watches some Nuns with Guns program.
It's a good program.
Strong argument.
Damn.
I'm not convinced.
One of the main characters is black, one is Asian, one is a lesbian. They have a Jew who escaped from a concentration camp.
These are all claims you're making.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. And they talk about patriarchy.
Yeah, that's why I recommended it to you.
Really?
Somewhat.
Y'all see what I gotta put up with, right?
No, you don't have to. You could liberate that yourself. You have to sit around here these fucking dad jokes all day. And let me go ahead and add the Facebook Live in here.
Yes.
Folks, this one, Like, I know people that tune in regularly, like, hearing the trigger warning is probably, like, breathing. But really, heed the trigger warning. It's ugly, especially with just a little bit of what I want to get to, because everything can't be updated every 24 hours.
Right.
Which is great for us, because we can't be here 24 hours.
Right.
But, indeedly do, neighbor, Vanessa Guillen, murder suspect, makes first court appearance.
Okay.
All right, a suspect in a death, the woman was accused of helping to hide the body. We know that fact. Cecily Aguilar, 22-year-old individual, appeared via closed-circuit television in the Waco, Texas, courtroom to face conspiracy to tamper with evidence for her alleged role in the death of the 20-year-old soldier. Just capitalism and white supremacy and all that came with Europeans landing on shores dehumanizes the fuck out of everything. This person's body parts are called evidence.
Yeah.
This human being.
Yeah.
Chopped up and rhetorically reduced to evidence. This is the fucking world we live in. Phoenix Leader has a lot of...
Oh, I... No, I mean, I mean, I don't know what else there is to say about it. Like, it is evidence, even though, like, that's a shitty way to refer to it, because if they didn't... Could you imagine if they'd never found the body? This Aguilar person would have never even gotten fucking arrested.
And I bet the journalist that wrote this, Ivan Pereira, P-E-R-E-I-R-A... They probably didn't even consider that. Like, they're just doing they're just on the clock.
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's worth that. Like, if you are working the kind of job where, like, Phoenix Kalita has, like, an ethical job. I super fucking don't.
Right.
Like, when I'm pumping out, literally today, I had one machine running at 80 and two running at 75 per minute. Little pouches of Sour Patch Kids, ready to rot some fucking kids' teeth.
Yeah.
You know, or give them a tummy ache because their parents have to work overtime hours and they're not supervised with their Halloween candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my biological sister and I learned the hard way. We were unsupervised on Halloween. Oh, fuck. Like synchronized swimming. We were just rolling around the kitchen floor groaning, very unhappy with our decision.
I don't think I've ever done that with candy.
Oh yeah. It was monstrous. But we were in a slow motion traumatization process, working through it. Aguilar is currently cooperating with the FBI and still not much. A Fort Hood senior commander to address SPC Vanessa Guillen death investigation Monday afternoon. All right, okay. So and I couldn't find any updates on that. It's 6 p.m. I'm like, that's pretty deep into the afternoon. Can I get the fucking address? I kept looking for it, and Nathaniel came up for me. Ooh, excuse me. Really? It's not going to let me update? Nope. I didn't want to. And as it tends to go, Bree Black, B-R-E-E Black, a 27-year-old individual, it looks like they went by the name Nuck, a black transgender woman out of Pompano Beach, was shot dead in the motherfucking street on Friday, July 3rd. And the Broward's Sheriff's Office... As much as white people love investigating shit, they're also just asking anyone with information on the slaying. I guess that's their investigation.
Yeah.
Sure, they're putting in a great deal of effort. Overwhelmingly.
Yeah. I'm sure.
We know how the police treat black trans women. Oh, excuse me. I had to update that.
Oh. All the updates?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they're saying is, they're saying that Bree, 27-year-old, was already dead from multiple gunshot wounds when first responders arrived. Multiple gunshot wounds. That's fucking,
grisly.
And it's like, they're super intent with that. Like, there's anger in that. There's, like, wanting to harm you with the bullets. Like, even if the murderer can see that you're dead, they still...
Keep shooting,
they want that loud noise and that projectile going into your flesh still multiple times any the fuck way.
Yeah.
It's really actively fucking cruel and sadistic. The shot it dead in the middle of a crowded Pompano Beach street, and authorities need any eyewitnesses to come forward with details on the slaying. Because the street was crowded with people celebrating the 4th of July holiday on the 3rd, as it tends to go, investigators are confident someone had to have seen the shooting. Investigators are also seeking out surveillance footage from the scene that would show whether the shooter was in a car or on foot. Okay. And this one, can't get too heavy in it. It's a really long thing, and you know how it goes, like 538 pages, right?
Of course.
The House Climate Plan takes aim at flooding and sea level rise.
Okay.
People in the communities continue to be vulnerable to climate change and extreme weather events. Hey, I didn't know that. great fucking article. And extreme weather events as sea level rise causes more flooding, and that's a trend that will continue.
Right.
And the House Select Committee on Climate Crisis just released an important report recognizing this challenge, and it's demonstrating a demonstration of the type of leadership we desperately need now. All right, thanks.
No, sorry.
House of Congress?
As this is going, I'm getting the messages from the Slack chat, and I'm just amused by them.
Slack chat.
Yeah. It's like the forum that all the executive directors use, and of course it's always going because we never sleep.
Okay, so you folks are talking about wind chimes and...
they're doing the demographics of the board and the chapters, and it's just funny because one of them only has one straight person, and we're like, how did they get here?
On Solo Skyline, you know what? Really... What's your fucking deal?
Like, there's one cis hetero person. Like, what?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, be serfs. Straight exclusionary.
Serfs?
Yeah.
No, but serf is,
That's already one.
Yeah, no, not an abbreviation, but that was the, like, feudal times. That was the people who had to work the land. Like, that pre-industrial revolution slavery shit. They were called serfs.
I'm a surf. I'm surfy.
You're surfy?
Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes I'm not very amused when I'm being a surf. It's like I'm a surfboard.
That was an SNL skit.
Oh my god.
Yes.
So, in 2020, thank goodness, the House of Congress did this study... and release this 538 pages of recommendations. That's what I like you doing with your time. 538 fuck'em damn pages of heretofore, henceforth, hither thou, we ain't gonna do shit.
Jesus. All right.
Thanks the fuck a lot.
Incrementalism is gonna save the day. You can't do too much at once. You can't save too many communities at one time.
Uh-oh. Take a look at the archive chat space. There's Theo Local said, didn't hear the question, my bad. Oh, I was thinking, I know I saw a long-form post you made. I think it was about Trayvon Martin. I hope I'm thinking of the right person. I'm an alcoholic that works a lot. but I want to share it on the website. Hopefully that's you. And Jan Loco said, BSC, that is the Babysitter's Club, is reviewed everywhere now. I have to. I have opinions. Okay?
Okay.
One of the first ones is, like, you see, and that's why I get it. Like, I'm not the target audience for shit. So it's like, they're not going to do things the way I want it. Like, the parent wants to marry a new spouse. And they sat down at the dinner table and she introduced it and asked the kids their opinions. And the daughter of the mother, who was going to marry a cis man, was like, I don't like this motherfucker. To me, I'm like, well, that's, you're a man and my daughter's said no.
She probably didn't call him a motherfucker, though.
Nah, not in the Babysitter's Club.
Oh. Did she have a reason? Why doesn't she like him?
Oh, he's an obnoxious fuck.
Oh.
Yeah, like, he's like a... you know, like, take Cory Booker and kind of make him a whiter man than he already is, and you've got this character.
Okay, yeah. I don't like that.
An obnoxious class hole.
Class hole.
Indeedly do, neighbor.
All right.
I don't think folks knew much about that. Well, you don't like class holes, Miss Phoenix Gleeter?
No, I don't like class holes, actually.
You don't like class holes?
No, I do not. Really?
Come on down to WineCellarMedia.com and get your class holes.
I don't know why anybody listens to this show.
What? So you don't want to hear about Nancy Pelosi putting her gavel in Mitch McConnell's class hole? Oh, shit, like in between the jowls?
Yes.
That's fair. But as long as they use, what's that lube? Wow. The ones you got from California?
Oh, Wicked Ultra.
As long as they use Wicked Ultra, they're not paying us for this.
That is the worst fucking spot for Wicked Ultra ever. Like, don't ever use our shit again. Yes, what? Wicked Ultra. No, I like their products, though.
Wicked Ultra, it could even get in Mitch McConnell's neck. WineCellarMedia.com. You don't like commercial breaks?
I don't know why anybody listens to this fucking show.
Why? For the knowledge.
You just talked about lube in Mitch McConnell's neck.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Listen to a man tell a woman he didn't do what the hell he just did. Tune in to WineCellarMedia.com.
Oh, my God.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. All right, and then you posted stories and said, I better cover them or I'm going to get in big old trouble.
Yes.
And this one I actually titled the episode for.
Okay.
As they would.
Yes.
Three officers from the Aurora Police Department. This is Aurora, Colorado.
Yeah.
I know there's an Aurora everywhere because they're fucking creative.
It's like Springfield.
You know what? If there's one everywhere, then you know that's probably not a tribe they murdered.
Yeah, like I said, like Springfield. Oak Park.
Yeah. I wonder if there's another Spanaway.
I don't know.
Maybe in Britain. Maybe it's like a small neighborhood. Like, it's just an apartment complex. Which is kind of what Spanaway is. All right, so these three officers from the Aurora Police Department have been fired over a video reenacting the chokehold that occurred before the murder of Elijah McClain. All right, it's not like death is caused by something, right? It's all, like they always just jump straight to the conclusion. Like, the murder is not that far from the death.
Right.
In most cases, they happen at the same time.
Right.
All right, this is why I got a condenser microphone. And,
yes.
Yeah.
I think it mentions in here how he died, too.
Oh, yeah, they choked him.
Like that's not how he died.
Oh. Oh. 23-year-old black man who died in police custody.
Yes.
Last summer. The interim police chief announced on Friday the officer who mimicked the chokehold, Jerron Jones. Hey, whoa, Jerron. Wait a second. If you're thinking how I'm thinking, you want to Google an image to see what the fuck is up with that name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, okay. Is this fucking Coon of the Year?
No, it's not. The guy who enacted the photo?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not one of the pigs?
No, you know what the picture's at the bottom of the article.
The officer who mimicked the chokehold, Jerron Jones, resigned earlier this week?
Yeah, I've included the picture in the article. That's the guy right there.
Holy
that's
shit.
Jerron.
Yeah. Who the fuck named that white man Jerron?
I don't know. Maybe it was a typo in the article I found it from. Maybe it's Jared?
Okay, that would... Okay, because I was like, Jerron?
I don't know. Actually, let me double check and see.
Yeah, like this Guy Fieri-looking motherfucker ain't no damn Jerron. That's like when I found out that this, apparently this Irish name... Donovan. I first heard that. I was like, oh, that's nigga for life.
No, that's Irish.
Like, no, that's a white Irish name for your ass.
Was it Jerron James?
Jones. Yeah, let's see. Phoenix Cleeter is going to figure this whole thing out. The interim police chief, because you need that, Vanessa Wilson, showed two photos that led to the officer's termination at a news conference. One photo shows three officers identified as Jones. Erica Moray. Whoa, that Erica, is that a demographic name?
Yes, Marrero.
Okay.
Yeah.
People of color allies. Erica Marrero and Kyle Dittrich. Dittrich. Fuck his name.
Okay, no, that is actually the dude's name because it says it's Jerron in the Huffington Post and on People.com and the outlet I pulled it from.
Oh, fuck the damn.
So, that is his name.
What the fuck kind of hood movies were his parents watching? Okay. Taking a look back up here, so Vanessa Wilson, she showed the photos and identified these folks smiling near what Wilson described as the site of McLean's memorial.
Mm-hmm.
How deliberate.
Right.
We just happened to end up here. We were on a bender. The other photo shows Jones reenacting a carotid hold. I don't, is that fighting stuff?
A carotid is your artery in your neck.
It's probably not a good idea to hold that.
Yeah, because that's how you lose consciousness, is because you're losing blood flow to your brain, because that's where it goes.
I remember, like, white kids obsessed with knowing that when I was growing up.
Where your carotid
in
is?
In elementary. Yeah, and, like, I could put you to sleep. And it's like, yeah. Why do you want to do that? What the fuck is your problem?
Well, I mean, but I think that also speaks to, like, how intentional it is, right? Because normally if you're choking, like, most people, like, you know, if you're choking someone out of nowhere, you grab like this, but the carotid's, like, off to the side. So you, like, intentionally, like, have to find it to use it to make somebody pass out. So, like, it's not even, like, I mean, not that a cop would be honest about being scared for their life or whatever, but even if they were, it's not, like, the natural response of how you would normally choke someone. It's a very deliberate way of choking someone in order to make them pass out.
Yeah.
Like, not to subdue them, not to make them, you know, stop for a minute. The intent is to make them pass out or kill them.
Fucking animals. With other officers still smiling, Officer Jason Rosenblatt did not appear in the photos, but was also terminated after he responded, ha-ha, when he was texted the images. He also did not report them to supervisors. Rosenblatt was the only officer involved in the photos who actually responded to the August 2019 arrest that ended up with McLean's death murder.
But also, like, so he was there and saw this kid get murdered and then see somebody recreating the photos and he's like, haha, that's his fucking response.
Like, hey, fuck, it said 2019?
Yeah.
11 months later.
Yeah.
It still finds it funny.
Right.
Like, yeah, we killed that nigger.
No, we can reform them, guys. Just give them some more money and send them to sensitivity training. We can reform them.
Yeah, and you got Cenk Uygur just doing the most irresponsible shit with talking about the fucking training. Again, I think I typed it up in a post. Like, they were already trained at the dinner table.
Yep.
Right? When they're taking a ride with their father in the truck. They get to sit in the front seat and he tells them about this one time a black guy was at the job and fucked everything up.
Yep.
I mean, even though they sabotaged him, but, you know, the narrative must live on.
Well, I think they nailed that in American History X, right?
Lace me up.
In American History X, they did that where, like, you know, because towards the end, I think it was Edward Furlong, the younger brother's character was, you know, everyone's like, I don't know how your older brother turned out to be like this. And then, like, he had a flashback to, like, sitting at the dinner table and his dad just, he wasn't using racial slurs, I don't think, but he was like, you know, the blacks just bring everything down. Like, just saying, like, that generic shit. And it was like, that was where it started. He wasn't, you know, instantly like, oh, I'm a Nazi. He was, you know, at the dinner table and that was the conversation. And it just kept escalating.
Yeah, like, when I lived in Spanaway, I mean, I remember at 8 years old, still remember, 1991, Robert Lee Pilcher III, Bobby Pilcher, probably goes by Bob now. He's literally like a few months older than me. We're the same ass age. And he thought that Martin Luther King Day shouldn't be a holiday. Where the fuck you think you got that from at eight years old?
Right.
And it was 1991. He wasn't reading 4chan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the shit that's on 4chan came from regular people that you think of when you see the fictional character Hank Hill.
Yeah.
Those ideas come from that normal white man.
Yep.
It continues. So you had something?
Oh no, I was just gonna say, like, you've heard the stuff I heard coming up, so.
Yeah. One generation out of the tree.
Yeah. And I was like, ugh.
I better dance on over to the archive.
Oh, no comments.
Yeah, archive chat space, Jeepers Creepers and Chimney Sweepers. Theo Loco said, I only post to Facebook on 4th of July. Do you mean that post? Oh, fuck the damn. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll find out.
And I think I made someone laugh. That's my bad. And Jan Loco said, yep, that's our police. And mentioned ketamine.
Right, that's how Elijah McClain died. It's because they choked him until he passed out, but then when he woke up, they injected him with ketamine to calm him down, quote-unquote, but they overdosed him.
Now, I don't know about all these benzotrines and acidophilus-renes and ketamines. What is the ketamine?
Ketamine is something that they give you to calm you down.
Drugs?
Yes.
But, like, what is it?
It's a drug they inject you with.
Oh, it's just a drug, but, like, we don't know, like, what plant it's derived from.
Or... Oh, I'm pretty sure it's derived from a science lab.
Oh, fuck. Chemicals?
Yes.
That's good. Oh, and Jan Local said Geron is a Bible name.
Oh, okay.
Shitting me. Well, now I want to look that up. What the fuck?
Let's see. Ketamine, you've probably heard of its abuse as a club drug, but it could be a big breakthrough in treating depression and pain. It takes over certain chemical receptors in your brain, but cross the line and it's big trouble. It got started as an anesthetic medicine during the 1960s and was used on battlefields during the Vietnam War. At lower doses, it can help ease pain. Ketative helps sedatives work and may help people need fewer addictive painkillers like morphine after surgery. But when misused, it can change your sense of sight and sound, cause hallucinations, and make you feel out of touch with your surroundings. Now I'm getting a bunch of depression pop-ups. Thank you, WebMD. And it can make it hard to speak or move, and it's been abused as a date rape drug.
Jesus fucking Christ. Wait, so... You telling me the police just kind of default to grabbing date rape drugs?
Yep.
All right, everybody make your fake surprised face.
Mm. So yeah, it's listed as a general anesthetic. A disassociative anesthetic that blocks sensory perception.
Hmm. And taking a look at where Jan Loco, always keep a lot. It's real dope that, like, very close to the wine cellar is a general practitioner's doctor, and an educator, and a librarian.
Yeah.
This is... We only need these three comrades. we need the whole fucking...
We need all the comrades, but yes, it's good to have the educators, like, on site.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that is a fucking, trilefta.
The trilefta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd say it is.
All
right. So, back to this, these pigs and this, mocking this murder. So he responds, ha ha. So the interim chief, Wilson, basically says the talking points, right? Mm. Here we go. It's a crime against humanity and decency. It shows a lack of morals, values, and integrity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, thank you for saying that. No one could have thought that. Anyone who even agrees with the behavior or disagrees with the behavior, right? Like, because people that disagree with it, like, the kind of people now that, again, let's mention 4chan once again.
Yeah.
These kind of assholes, or you could take it even to, I get that there's lefties on Reddit, but we know what Reddit has a reputation for. Let's not be silly.
Right.
Like, who were they before? Dennis Leary. I'm an asshole. Mm-hmm. Olio. Like, they know they're assholes. Yeah. They know that they harm other people. They know they irritate other people. They know they frustrate, gaslight, and piss other people the fuck off. They know they depress people. They know they make people sad. They know they make people suicidal. That's why we use the word sadist. That's right.
That was a little too perfect.
That's how loud my voice is. Fucking the Walmart floor lamp is falling apart. We've got some high-tech equipment in the wine cellar, buddy.
You just got a new microphone. Be grateful.
And you know what? Those are the last of our energy saver light bulbs we got for free from those food pantries when moved here. Yeah, that's the last of them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, we're actually going to have to buy light bulbs. I shit you not, folks. We have not had to... we only had to buy light bulbs because we moved here and they have those little fixtures.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on the real, like, regular bulbs we have not bought. Like, we went to a food pantry when I first moved here and, we went like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
And we were like, this is too much fucking hassle. But they would just give you shit like those bulbs or that, yeah, like, Frida drink your water purifier.
Yeah, they just be having random shit there.
Yeah, it's like, fuck yeah, man. It's like
and
fucking...
it's Brita, by the way.
Brita. eBay giveaway. Alright, so goes through those talking points. They mentioned the ketamine as we just went over. The Aurora Police Association. What do they need an association for? Aren't they already a department? Just naming shit just to get... Fuck it. Alright.
They love bureaucracy.
The Aurora Police Association. Like, what a waste of paperclips. Like, you realize that because of that, office space exists.
Mm-hmm.
People are fucking burning fucking fossil fuels to and from that building.
Yes.
Burning fossil fuels, running electricity through that building, taking a shit in that toilet. It ends up in a river somewhere. It's probably, yeah. Like, Jesus Christ, just making shit up. Just to further fuck off the planet. I hate everything. So the Aurora Police Association called the internal investigation, all right, leading to the termination of officers over the photos, a rush to judgment.
Yeah.
So it's called the Aurora Police Association.
Yes.
So I guess we're supposed to see them as not the police, they're the association.
Right.
Even though they have police in the name.
Yes.
So I, as a concerned citizen that recently heard news of the Negroes being knocked around like wiffle balls.
Yes.
But then I looked and saw, oh, this independent association said it was a rush to judgment.
Yeah.
With police in the name?
Yes.
Are they thinking this through?
I wonder if that's their union.
Oh, maybes? Let's Google-ize it.
Okay.
Aurora Police Association. Who the fuck are these people? Why do they exist? What the fuck do they do? Charitable foundation? Nigga, they can charitize these. The fuck? It's since 1972. Wasn't that around a time of some cointels and some pros?
Yes.
What a great time to form a police association.
Indeed.
Ah. Oh, you can join the APA. Serving those who protect. Fuck every last confection of hue. The APA provides legal and administrative defense, insurance, and benefits to their members, families, while taking an active role in community service and sponsoring...
Wait.
What up?
So that is a union. What? Providing legal and administrative defense? So they defend killer cops. That's what they do.
Well, they just... All they're there is to be an independent body,
mm-hmm,
that lets you know whether something was a rush to judgment or not.
Mm-hmm.
These are the facts. And let me take a look. Oh, someone is tuned in on the Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing there, esotericism?
Hmm.
That's a whole lot of name.
Hmm.
And a kind of fly. Sounds like you read. You read books. Are you like Daria? And take a look at the Facebook Live chitnap. There's, oh, hold on, I think I done missed a couple things. Okay, Theo Loco said he posted his joint in the Wine Cellar podcast.
Yes.
Jan Loco said horse tranquilizers?
They do use ketamine on animals as well.
Okay, so, all right.
Yeah.
But by that, you meant you also meant the victim of this crime.
Yes, and I didn't I didn't just mean black people. You know, horses, dogs, cats. It's all the same, really.
Jan Local said, I'm getting a Trilefta t-shirt. like when we have a bigger space to live in and we can use some of that for warehousing, definitely what is supposed to be my cis hetero man cave is used for some storage space. And yeah man, sell merch. And then we can fucking turn around and socialize that and get out more masks or whatever the next horrible thing is. Jan Loco said the same thing you said. Obviously, a union.
Mm. Oh, Michael Wright. Hello.
Michael Wright. I need several clips of you just saying these two words. Dark-skinuating blackum stances. Just say it in different tones and inflections. I need that audio, Mr. Sir. Thank you.
Really?
All right, back to it, right? This is on WineCellarMedia.com. Officers fired after posting pictures mocking Elijah McClain's murder.
Mm-hmm.
And so they continue after they say it's a rush to judgment. The Aurora Police Association, serving those who protect, say the appearance of impropriety is obvious. It is extremely concerning to the Aurora Police Association that the interim Chief Wilson, a female cuz, is willing to disregard the rights of our members and due process that is afforded to all police employees. That's union as fuck, ain't it?
It is union as fuck, but also the irony of demanding cops get due process in a situation where they murdered someone.
Or were they just kind of, maybe they were just mean to him in a Keta fashion. Using the Keta is always meta.
Sir.
Ma'am. There's no defending any of my tangents. The union, there we go, they admitted to the next. The union added that they think Wilson is unfit for the position that she currently holds. And she's not being a good female and should be dropped from the final slate of candidates to be the next chief of the Aurora Police Department.
Okay.
Because she's not very good of being an example of us investigating ourselves. Again, this is why there is no such thing as a good cop.
Right.
They won't allow it. It's against the rules. Even the union, which is an independent local.
Shit, if it wasn't for police unions, police wouldn't be half as corrupt as they are.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess the corruption side, but pretty much everything else. So they would just get in trouble for all the shit they do. You know what? Nah, there would just be another body. There'd just be another something.
Yeah, but if they got in trouble for what they did, they would stop doing it. On a large scale, anyway. Not all of them, but a lot of them would, I think. Like, if they actually were going to prison for fucking murder charges, 25 to life.
Yeah, but then it would also have to really be covered. Like, thank fuck for independent media, but, you know, fucking, you know, fucking Dave and, you know, Karen, fuck it. Use that name. Dave and Karen are not tuning into the independent media.
Right.
They're not looking for a podcast. They're getting their guns out and looking for protesters so that they can point their guns at each other with their fingers on the triggers. Yep. Wise bunch. Bubba Wallace. Is this that NASCAR business?
Yes.
Okay. I've heard a wee bitty boo of this via some other programs. I think like PBS and whatnot. Shit that I tune into because I'm really fun and hip.
Yeah, let's go with that.
So, El Presidente Trumpisto has suggested in a tweet, you know, and it's stop. Hey, you stop making fun of his typos or how many commas he has and things like that. It's really hard to wrap tiny hands like that around a big Android phone and tweet.
Calm down, Covfefe.
No. Or Covfefe down.
Covfefe down.
Or Covfefe up. What is that? Watch, that's going to start used in rave
culture. It's the Covfefe slide.
Oh, damn, ravers are probably the saddest people right now. If they're responsible.
They're not responsible.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Don't generalize the ravers.
Too late.
Oh, you're a big
never been to
head.
A rave?
Of course not. I'm me. You think... What kind of question? Ma'am.
Do you think I've been to a rave?
Man, we need to renew some vows or something. We gotta figure something out. This woman just asked me if I ever been
I've
to
been
a
to
rave.
A rave. I'm telling you, they're irresponsible.
No, they're not. At raves?
Yes.
But everyone has their own light. Like, that's safety. Like, everyone, it's all illuminated. Everyone can see. Plus, isn't everyone dancing? Ooh, burning calories. Sweating it out. Sounds responsible to me. Gathering in a group? That's like an extended version of the buddy system. That sounds great. Everyone's safe.
If it sounds so great, how come you've never been to one?
Raves aren't hip-hop. I went to hip-hop events as an urban youth.
An urban ute.
The two utes. So, yo, president. Well, he made a tweet that NASCAR made a mistake by banning Confederate flags at their races. Remember, Trump is from Queens. At their races. And even suggested that Bubba Wallace should apologize for an incident that El Presidente called a hoax. Even though an FBI investigation determined that a noose was found in Wallace's garage, you need an FBI investigation because a black man at NASCAR saying, hey, look, a noose, just ain't believable. What?
And if you want to click the tweet hyperlink, it actually takes you to the tweet, if you want to read it.
Jeepers, creepers, and chimney sweepers.
Yes, I try to put hyperlinks in for a reason.
Yes, ma'am. Me, Deuce. Yes. All right? Like OG Bobby Johnson, me, Deuce. So his tweet goes, has Bubba Wallace apologized for all those little NASCAR drivers? All those great NASCAR drivers and officials who come to his aid, stood by his side, and are willing to sacrifice everything for him, only to find out that the whole thing was just another hoax. That and flag decision has caused lowest ratings ever! And flagged. Not too many characters for the flag?
Maybe. I don't know. I also think it's funny, like, willing to risk everything. Are these folks about to die? Are they about to get lynched? Like, what's... Are they losing their careers? What's happening to them? It sounds serious.
On some level, like, doesn't just, like, hearing him talk and seeing his tweets kind of make you think, am I being pompous responding to this? Like, because I'm just looking at him like, oh, it's so cute that he used an ampersand. But then I'm just like, oh, that's... But fuck it. Like, he wants to be Mr. President, man.
Yes.
You got the fucking job now. You're on the big stage and you look goofy as shit.
Yeah.
Fucking wind blowing your goddamn wacky ass. What the fuck is up with that hair?
I don't know.
Like, if it is a weave, Jesus Christ, there are people out here that exist that will deliberately give you alopecia.
That's what happens when you go to white people for a weave, man.
Oh. Ouch, Miss Ma'am.
I'm just saying.
Jan Loco said, find the article about the police gassing the violinist who went to play at the march.
Oh, for Elijah McClain, a bunch of violinists got together and played songs like at a memorial for him, and police tear gassed them.
All right, keep on radicalizing, folks.
Right?
Jesus Christ. Like, you realize those people you did that to, like, you... All right, just... We're going to be ACAB Nation by the end of this motherfucking year.
I would like to see it. I would love to see it.
A-cabrica, A-cabrica. We socialize our food.
Yes.
Because everybody should get to fucking eat something. What's your problem? violinist gassed.
Elijah McClain.
Oh, shoot. Oh, he was that young fella. So many of us get murdered. I don't be knowing who's
That's
who
the
anymore.
One we just covered. The one where they choked him out and they gave him the ketamine. Violinist. Yeah, he was the one who played the violin at the animal shelter.
Okay, and do we have to say the obligatory thing? I don't care if he played the violin or if he played the bong. I kind of do. I would hang out with the bong guy, but I don't want the violin guy murdered.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, just fuck the respectability politics, right?
Yeah, like, that was his art, that was his music. It's like, yo, like, Michael Brown rapped. I hope he wasn't a mumble rapper, but he also was an artist doing his thing.
Well, I think that also speaks to the problem with respectability politics in and of itself, is that when the police stop you, they probably don't know you, so they don't know if you are actually, like, a legitimate criminal, or you are somebody who plays the violin for kittens. They don't know. And so it's really pointless to just sort of put that up after the fact of somebody who's, like, one of the good ones versus one of the bad ones, because police are just killing you because you're one of the ones. Like, the good or bad is really not why. It's because you're one of the ones.
Yeah, but I know who that's for, right? That's for the class privileged across the board, right? Yeah. Like, not class privileged black or white or green or purple or blue. And quit saying that. Like, you don't care if people are black or white or green. If they're blue, fuck them. You know that. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, blue lives don't matter. All right? That's... And it's not racism. It's not pigism. Racism. We don't like swine.
Wouldn't that be speciesism?
So just that one species? Just what about guinea species? Pigs? Or are those cadets?
Those could be cadets.
All right. Yes, I know I don't have any privacy, Guardian.com. All right, so Elijah McClain. Jan Loco suggested we dig this up. I hope Jan Loco was thinking about The Guardian when they said dig up the article. Elijah McClain, police used pepper spray to disperse violin vigil. Which, like, how not hurting any fucking body? Holy shit, does that nigga Lizzo play that joint?
Flute.
Oh, just the flute?
As far as I know.
She probably plays violin, too.
I think there was a video of her playing the flute, and Meg the Stallion was hanging out with her and twerking to it.
Oh, God. And after Boyce Watkins washed his hands, he went and did a very angry video about this.
Did you see one of his most recent fucking tweets? He's talking about, like, some bootstrap bullshit, like... It's better to come up in poverty because it gives you a hunger to want more, like, unlike rich kids who have everything, so they don't, like, know what it is to, like, have a hunger and a drive and shit. And I was like, nigga, fuck you.
Wait, but don't rich people tend to, like, Donald Trump has a hunger and a drive, and he's lost more money than he could have made.
Well...
Though his hunger and drive is to be a socialite. I don't know why he won't just stick to just being that.
It's too narcissistic.
That's a word I should actually look up one of these days. I'm gonna learn that word. I'm almost 40, folks, and I don't know that word.
Probably look up the story of Narcissus first and then look up the word.
Oh, Narcissus? Oh, man, is that Greek shit?
Yes.
Oh, man, I don't get into that stuff.
All right. Nah, it's a short story.
Man, can I just, like, play some old gangster rap albums? No, all right.
It's like a paragraph long.
First they came for my gangster rap and I did nothing. Theo Loco said, Boyce Watkins is a nuisance.
Yes.
Yeah, like, in like he's really bringing down the quality of Ballhead Brothers United. All right, so police dressed up in riot gear because violins and used pepper spray because violins.
Mm-hmm.
And against a largely peaceful gathering of thousands of protesters in Aurora, Colorado, because police bring the violence.
They do.
Yeah. All right. So Saturday's events began in the city park as local musicians played violins at a... I hope everyone was playing the same song. I could not... Because I don't like the way violins generally sound. Like, really? Just acoustically... Like, I like them when you run them through the studio and put the effects on them and, yeah. You know, do all the fancy shit, you know, but, like, just acoustically, a violin is an ugly sound to me.
Hmm.
So I can't imagine, but you know what? It looks like they have some audio here. Maybe
I'm
they're
sure they were all playing the same song.
Stop!
Okay, never mind. The video is totally not the music. The video is straight to the pigs.
Yeah.
We went straight to the pigs.
Stop! Stop! Peace! Peace! Peace!
Oh my God.
And somebody's really yelling stop and peace at those fucking animals. Do you see them?
That's like fucking don't taste me, bro.
Like, dude, they have on fucking knee pads and shin guards and shit.
Nightsticks are out.
That's beyond nightsticks. Like, that's, like, bigger than the rulers nuns beat children with. I assume they do. I saw the Blues Brothers.
Yes. They used to. They're not allowed anymore.
Right? And they got these gas masks on looking like fucking militarized armadillos. Yo, fucking animals. Yeah, and you're yelling peace at them. You are an optimistic individual. Okay, then it cuts back to folks playing their violins, and a lot of folks have their masks on. Oh, someone had on a pride flag mask. That was dope. I don't know. I don't know why I had to yell that at this audience. Wine cellar audience. They're like, yeah, nigga, we know. Oh, are they playing that Guns N' Roses shit?
I don't know what they're playing.
Is that? It sounds like they're doing Sing for the Moment.
What?
Is that Guns N' Roses?
That's not Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I don't think they're playing Sing for the Moment either.
Is that Aerosmith?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, I'm going to get it. Okay, Sing for the Moment is... It's not Billy Joel.
Oh, my God.
It's not, okay, not Billy Joel. Not Billy Joel. All right, all right. I got this. Figure this one out. You're sure it's not Aerosmith?
It's Aerosmith.
Okay. All right. It's, yeah, I was like, hold on, buddy.
Guns N' Roses, though?
Man, I don't
Billy
know.
Billy Joel, what the fuck is wrong with
me? He's got on light hair and faded jeans. Long hair and faded jeans. I don't know. So they had the events. By the late evening, the police began warning demonstrators they had to leave the illegal gathering because we murdered someone and you better not stand here playing music with each other.
Whatever happened to that whole fucking First Amendment right to assembly thing?
Oh, yeah, all that. That's like an... Yeah, the Constitution, folks. All right. I think this may be mostly for blue collar folks. If you're white collar or some sort of thing that's is considered a profession, let me know. But like at blue collar jobs, I see the Constitution as the equivalent of our employee manual. Yeah, this is all the shit you're supposed to do. But you know, cut corners.
Cut corners.
Yeah, like that's all it is. It's just like. Yeah, patriarchal, capitalistic white men, they write rules for fun. Again, what do we just see with the House of Congress? 538 pages of suggestions.
Yeah.
This is what they were doing while the kente cloth curtain was up. This is what you did behind the kente curtain, you kente curtain clan. Go fuck yourself. and some of this information is coming off the Denver Post. As the police advanced, demonstrators locked arms to form a human chain. Again, I'm not... I like the enthusiasm, but...
Yeah.
You know what they're gonna do.
I think that white people still don't get it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're still like, but I'm not being violent. Like, I'm not a thug. You can't...
Again, yo...
Do that to me.
Tell your white children the truth. And black people, tell your black children the truth. Real tired of surprised black adults.
Mm.
I just can't believe it, nigga. Like, yeah, like, I know, it's probably nice to raise your black child in a gated community.
Yeah.
Where it's quiet and they're not around the ill shit and the real shit. I don't want to be around the ill shit and the real shit. Shit's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Like, the hood is where the fucking pigs are.
Yeah.
You know, like, I haven't lived in a predominantly black neighborhood since fucking 2001. You know, it's, because that's where the action is, and I particularly attract the shit out of it. So the police advanced, they locked arms, they made a human chain around the violinists, protecting them from the officers, because we've seen what they do to violinists. Mm-hmm.
Well, remember one of the violinists was black.
That was that one with the braids.
I saw the marijuana flag shirt, but with pride colors.
Okay, there may be a few. There may be a few black.
Maybe.
Skibby dibby flippy doo. Oh. And in videos captured by bystanders and posted to independently owned social media, the sounds of the strings is heard before it is drowned out by screaming demonstrators and demands from police that protests disperse. I wouldn't say screaming demonstrators. Like, you could take the video clip that you put in your own fucking article. It was someone saying, stop, peace.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't tase me, bro. One or the other. The pepper spray was used after a small group of people gathered rocks and sticks, knocked over a fence, and ignored orders to move back.
Oh no, knocked over a fence. The fucking horror.
Well, now, that fence, because fences don't come out of nowhere, right?
Right.
They gotta get put together, you gotta get supplies.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, when they get put together, you gotta pay a crew, you gotta pay mm-hmm. for the supplies, and you gotta put it on a piece of land that's owned by someone.
Mm-hmm.
That fence was property. So now, let's reread that. Pepper spray was used after a small group of people gathered rocks and sticks and damaged property.
Mm-hmm.
And ignored orders to move back, get out the way, because the police coming with pepper spray. And the Aurora Pig Department said that in a statement, adding that tear gas was not used.
It sounded like tear gas was being used. What were they hitting the protesters with?
Why did they come with gas masks on? You're wearing a gas mask and telling me you ain't using no damn gas. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, wait, is there a thing going to be, it was pepper spray, not tear gas, and those are two different substances?
Yeah, we abused them with this chemical, not that chemical. These chemicals have these particular features that harm the people that pay my check this way, and the other one does it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Right nostril, left nostril.
That's my face.
Indeedly-do, neighbor. So the protesters later shut down a major highway as they marched for McLean. Unrest has continued across the country in response to the killing of George Floyd. That seems like it, but it's everything else and George Floyd.
Right.
And just seeing that, like, that well, is
what's
a...
What's the phrase? The straw that broke the camel's back?
Yes. Or a little book I read when I was first learning how to read, The Mouse That Sunk the Boat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out why the fuck does the word mouse need an E at the end of it. Right? When you're a kid, you ask those questions. And what do adults do? They try to make you a bootlicker. That's just the way it is. Nigga, what?
Mm.
Why? Why is baloney spelled like that? This is fucking ridiculous. Right, The vigil for McLean came after 3 million people signed an online petition demanding the Aurora mayor, Mike Kaufman, and the city's police department in Adams County bring justice for Elijah through a more in-depth what?
Investigation.
Now, that didn't have that wine cellar enthusiasm.
All right.
That did not have the... All right. Look, folks. Are you facing ongoing systemic oppression because America is America? Investigations. Investigations solve all our problems. No injustice has been met with justice without an investigation. So call up 1-800-INVESTIGATIONS. .com and Tim Woodman will tie up some investigations for you. I'm getting real tired of my shit.
I'm gonna tell him you said that.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you don't want to get tied up in investigations all day.
No, no, you do not.
That could be a good scene. I need to start directing Tim Woodman scenes. No, this is the part where the client slams the papers on the table. Damn it. Come on. All right, everybody, take five.
Really?
Fuck yeah. You think I can't direct BDSM pornography films?
Correct.
Yes, I can.
Can you?
And also, I get to decide when folks are getting hit too hard because I'm uncomfortable seeing it.
Yeah, you would be hilarious in trying to direct or even watch a fucking live BDSM.
Yep,
scene.
I'll be popping up. Goggles! I said goggles! That means stop! Everyone knows that. We established goggles as the word before we started. But Mr. Jackson, am I okay? I'm a part of this. Nice. Fuck, how kind of tangent is that? Yeah, you know, that's that cabin fever tangent. Mm. All right, Elijah, the petition demands that the officers involved be fired and prosecuted. So far, they remain on the force after the county district attorney, Dave Young, concluded there was no reasonable likelihood of success of proving any state crimes beyond a reasonable doubt at trial. End quote from Dave Young.
I don't think I can win, so I'm not going to try. Okay.
Yeah, that's not... Losses are not good for a lawyer's resume. Won't someone think of the lawyers?
Indeed, won't they?
Jeepers, creepers, and chimney sweepers. Let me see. Well, I'm going to think of the lawyers and continue on with this.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, nothing. I thought you were done with it because you closed the tab.
Oh, no, I brought it down because I wanted to some Adobe application kept opening, and I was like, what the fuck? Leave me alone. Oh, actually, that is essentially, the article is essentially in the can, because then it goes back to Americans have had enough, and then they pitch to support their outlet.
You can support The Guardian. That's where Sam Levin works.
The who?
Sam Levin works there at The Guardian.
Sam Levin? Oh, is that the individual that interviews you and gets quotes from you?
Yes.
Phoenix Cleader gets quoted in The Guardian. I super don't. Ever. Not one.
Because
nothing I've
Jack
said.
Knuckles fuckstick cannot go in The Guardian.
Yeah, it can.
Or neither can, what the fuck, Fliggity Dool or whatever the fuck you say.
Yeah, like, could you see, like, a couple of teachers talking to each other in the lounge after the parent-teacher conferences, and they say, whoa, that kid's Guardian is a Jack Knuckled fuckstick. So, yes, Guardian and jack-knuckled fuckstick go together quite well.
No, they don't.
Quite well.
They do not.
And I don't know what happened, but reports from the comments section say that Theo just died.
Well.
He reported it himself, so I find that incredibly interesting. That is fucking stylish. Like, that is the Tupac album of comments.
Nice.
Excuse me, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I think that's a... That's an evening wine cellar. What'd you
Didn't
have?
We have one already up that we started, then we got sidetracked talking about...
Did we?
I thought we did.
We may have. We've done that.
We have done that.
All right, let's see. Bubba Wallace.
Oh, we never finished that one.
Never finished Bubba Wallace. Oh, because you wanted to hear a commercial.
What? No, that's not why.
Because you wanted to hear a commercial.
Anyways...
So NASCAR officials and FBI investigators
yes.
have not once disputed the fact that the noose was found in Bubba Wallace's garage stall. To recap, Donald Trump said it was a hoax on the Twitters.
Yes.
But the NASCAR executives have announced that they had conducted a careful sweep of all the 1,684 garage stalls. This is at one facility?
Yeah, that's at the Talladega.
There's really nothing good in capitalism. What? Why? Why? All right, 1,684. Are there even car lots that sell cars that have that many on them?
I don't know. But then I'm wondering, too, if it's like... Because how many cars are in it, and then, like, they're getting, like, transported on trucks, right? So maybe the trucks have their own shit, and they probably have maybe extra shit for the pit crews. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch NASCAR.
No, we don't watch NASCAR.
We don't watch NASCAR.
It's a team effort to not do something. The stalls and at the 29 tracks the league uses, the only noose was the one found in Wallace's garage. In his official statement, written with the U.S. Attorney, U.S. Attorney J.E. Town, he needs to use his middle name or just his last name, because that middle initial being E with your name being J, that it doesn't flow. J.E. Town, who is an FBI special agent. And really, Johnny Sharp, that's someone's real name.
Yeah.
Johnny Bravo. Johnny Sharp Jr. used the word noose 4 times. And, excuse me.
No.
And a quote from NASCAR president Steve Phelps said, well, as you can see from this here photo, the noose was real and was our concern for Bubba. As was our concern for Bubba. Based on the evidence we had, we thought one of our drivers had been threatened, a driver who had been extremely courageous in recent words and actions. It's our responsibility to react and investigate. And that's exactly what we did.
Investigations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want more investigations,
yes,
you can join, I think it's 80 Fother Muckers right now. Let's take a looky poo. 81. 81 folks signed up to the Patreon. You can join them and you can buy me out of the factory and fuck around and catch a midday wine cellar.
Yeah.
Because, like, around the factory, yeah, I'm probably harming my body, but I'm getting up and doing a morning wine cellar. Fiends Cleeter has been getting up with me, get off work, bust this evening wine cellar. Sunday, rock the Fury. Thursday, Friday, doubleheader swapcast. Yep. Yeah, and like, yeah, y'all fuck around, and we are just about 40% toward the wine cellar buying me out of the factory work.
Yes.
And then, yeah, midday wine cellar. Yeah, fuck around and wine out.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Oh, you're not going to tell them about Amy Cooper?
Amy Cooper? Oh, you're very interested in Amy Cooper.
Oh, you can just do, you don't have to read the whole article. Just do like, well, it's not even that long of an article, but just the abridged or whatever.
Oh, damn, it is super short. This isn't even an article. This is.
Yeah, it's really just the statement from the DA's office.
Shit, you removed 20 characters. This is a damn tweet. So today the office of Manhattan DA Cy Vance Jr. announced that the city of New York will be charging Amy Cooper with falsely reporting an incident in the third degree. Big problem here. It's attempted murder.
Yeah.
That's what it actually is.
Right.
Which is why I hate, is the word decorum? Is that the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Like, this bullshit decorum of, like, how you have to say it, like, but we know what she was trying to do. She actually said herself, I'm gonna call the police and tell them there's a... Did she say African-American or black?
I think African-American.
There's an African-American man attacking me.
No. She said there's an African-American... She said she was gonna tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Threatening my life.
Yeah, but then when she actually called, she said, there's an African-American man attacking me.
Okay.
But that was like, that was how she phrased the threat to him in the first place was, I'm going to tell them that you are threatening my life.
So for really a death threat and attempted murder, if this so-called justice system was about any damn justice, and quite frankly, being realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, be honest with yourselves. Like, we know what the fuck she was trying to do. Like, she wanted him to catch them chopper rounds,
but
as it were.
I looked it up, and it's a Class A misdemeanor, which means it's, like, I think, like, $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail, which I doubt she'll get. I think it was either up to a year in jail or 3 years of probation, so I think we know where that's gonna go.
She'll pay a $2,000 fine and fucking smoke weed with de Blasio.
Yeah.
Shit. So Amy Cooper went viral after a video surfaced of her threatening to call the pigs on Christian Cooper, who just happened to have the last name as her, a man who was trying to watch birds in Central Park. And that's why I think about the class thing with the pigs, because that's why they want to highlight those ones. It's like, he was a violinist. Mm-hmm. You know, he was... Because, when it comes from the black side, probably bring on some white leftists and have them literally address this from the white side. But from the black side, that's the class privilege niggas saying to their white friends and white coworkers, it could have been me.
Right.
It could have been me.
Right. And I'm one of the good ones.
Yeah. Do you want to... I let you touch my hair. Come on.
Right.
Come on. Hair contract.
I let you tell people that we're friends when you get into arguments online.
Yeah. I do a little dance every time we have a office party.
Mm-hmm.
I always do the dance, whatever, mm-hmm. the running man, whatever the fuck, the cabbage patch.
Yeah.
You know, I twerk for my coworkers, and it's like, nah, they're still not going to give a shit. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
I've got product and shit left over in my whole life. Yeah. All right. So now that should be that.
I think so.
And she did abuse the fuck out of that dog.
She got the dog back.
Yep. So. Because she was treating that dog so well before that there.
Mm.
All right, folks. You can feel it dying down, right? I can feel it dying down, too. I never once checked the phone line. Someone probably called in, got pissed off, and said, fuck all of you.
Okay.
All right. And nothing left in the chat space. Everyone's chilling. Everyone's living. PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, Babysitter's Club, Season 1, Episode 1 on the Netflix tomorrow, 6 p.m. motherfucking M. All right? When the daughter says, Mom, I don't want you to marry this bloke, Mom should turn around and say, hey, daughters before dick faces. All right? Of a high abundance and low value, as it were.
That is what they say.
All right. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are. Bang, end the Facebook video, Blog Talk Radio. Why don't you say something really loud and blow up my decibels? Uh-oh.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.